Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, July 27th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, rising pre-electoral tensions in Afghanistan have left their mark on humanitarian aid efforts. International security forces have stepped up patrols in trouble areas like Kabul. In spite of that, international aid has a team in Kabul working at their clinic. IA's Miles Fish says they're looking toward expansion because there are strong indications that the church is growing.
It is not an easy place. Perhaps that means that's the most important place for the message of Christ to be shared. But the indications we have are that the message of Christ is indeed spreading and people are responding to it.
Pray for the team's safety as they return home next week. Elsewhere, World Vision Aid has hit the ground in Chad. Sudanese refugees have been living in dried-out riverbeds. However, the rainy season forced them to flee to higher ground. World Vision will be distributing food to the refugees. A team is already at the site in northeastern Chad distributing emergency survival supplies. World Vision teams say they're representing the hands and feet of Christ as they meet the overwhelming physical needs. Pray as they begin meeting spiritual needs. And Ghana's government is breathing a sigh of relief after the United States canceled over $1 billion in debt. The country can now focus its efforts on the World Bank-sanctioned Poverty Reduction Strategy Program. Oasis International Ministries' Art Speck says they're doing their part to help at their school located in Pram-Pram.
We are doing biblical and vocational training. Although we are just a young school, we've only been operating for 2 years. We're starting in our third year. We're looking to expand what we are doing.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org, click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out next month. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.